Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you so much. Amen. He wanted to make a change, a real change, in your life, to turn your life around, to make your future brighter than your past. Jesus came to save people from their sins. Yes, he did. And to set you free. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some beautiful services in time past. Amen. I'm telling you, the prisoners will be enjoying our services. Praise God. Want us to come back. Praise God. Amen. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do to those of you that's out there in the free world as well as those of you that are behind prison bars. Today's message we're talking about, it's time to do the right thing. I'm telling you, it's time to do what is right. Glory to God. Amen. Call a neighbor and a friend. Let them know the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate tune in today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Amen. It's time to do the right thing. Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I was talking to an individual, praise God. He'd been doing some time in one of the, institutions in the United States. Praise God. Telling me he did 3 years at one prison and went to another in one of the states in the union, in this union. I'm telling you, amen. Young man, praise God, tough. Try to be tough. Praise God. Yes. Told me he beat up a captain. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Got fighting with one, amen, praise God, official. But I'm here to let you know, praise God, Jesus come to change lives. Amen. Whether you're in Colorado, whether you're in Arizona, whether you're in California, whether you're in New Mexico, no matter where you're at, South Carolina, it don't matter. Jesus come to change lives throughout the different departments of corrections in the states. You got hardened criminals all around in them states. I'm telling you, in New Jersey, you got hardened criminals. You got wannabe criminals in these jails and prisons. Yes, you do. But Jesus come to change lives. He come to make your life brand new. Amen. Prison officials in these states, in Georgia, Mississippi, they need prayer. Arkansas, they need prayer. And those you in the free world need to pray. Pray for these officials. Called jail prison life. Working in these facilities is not easy. Yes. So you need to pray for these people. Amen. You need to pray. You need to pray for them. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, prison officials need prayer. Yes, they do. Department of Corrections, they need prayer in these states. Glory to God. And also local jails, they need prayer. All of those, amen, that work these local jails, they need prayer. Praise God. Amen. All right. Let's get ready to go into the message. Amen. We already in the message. Let's go in the message. Galatians 6 and 9. 6 and 7. Missionary Velvet. What did Galatians 6 and 7 say?
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. But whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Amen. Now he said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now these people that commit crimes, amen, murders, you find a body laying around in a city. I'm telling you, amen. The police try to do an investigation. But even though you try to find the person that did it, but you're not going to bring the person back. No, when you commit these murders, I'm telling you. Only thing you do is try to find the person that did it. And you try to punish the person. But the victim is already gone. And you can't bring that person back. The family got to go through life without that individual. And that is so sad. Yes, it is. It's so sad. But it continues. You know what I mean? It continues. Now, all the violence that's going on, especially in Kansas, state of Kansas, and all of that. Amen. It's so sad. With all that stuff going on. It's so sad. Praise God. Amen. It's so sad. Glory to God. Amen. And then, like I said, you got these people, the young people, prison life. They've been in prison and try to be tough. They try to be tough. Amen. Y'all heard about the escapes in one of the institutions. They try to, amen, escape and go out, amen, the unauthorized way. And then you got to hunt them down like an animal and bring them back. But I'm telling you, it's time to do the right thing. It's time to stop all this foolishness. It's time to do the right thing. It's time to get your life on the right track. Stop these things. Amen. Prison officials. Now, I know we need to, people need to follow the rules. You need to treat people like they're human. Don't treat them like animals, even though some of them may act like animals. But you're not supposed to treat them like animals. You're supposed to call them human beings. Treat them like human beings. Amen. Those of you in the free world may not realize what goes on inside jails and prisons. But I'm telling you, it's a world of its own. It's a world of its own, y'all. And therefore, you got to know how to understand. People look at things on the outside. But we here at the International Prison Ministry, Heaven Bound Train, we try to let people know in the free world what prison life is like. Now, I do a lot of preaching on here on the broadcast, but I'll just let you know. I just let you know what prison life is like, because a lot of people don't know what prison life is like. But I'm here to let you know what prison life is like. It's not easy in them jails and prisons. Amen. All right. It says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're going to reap what you sow. So don't be fooled by people saying that grace is going to justify your wrong, because that's not true. Grace is there to help you to make a change, help you to get on the right track, help you to stop living your life in sin. To pray and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I'm telling you, amen. That's what grace is there for. Grace is not there to erase your mess and hide your mess. Unless you repent and turn from it, then grace will cast it away and put it in the sea of forgiveness. That is if you repent and turn from it. But if you continue living that way, thinking grace is going to hide you, you are mistaken. Because that's not what grace will do. Amen. It's not like Adam hiding in the garden away from God. It don't work like that. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. What did the next verse say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption.
If you sow to the flesh, like so many people are doing, sowing to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. That's what he's saying.
But he that soweth to the spirit share of the spirit, reap life everlasting.
But if you sow to the spirit, that is, do the right thing, and sow to the spirit, then you shall go to heaven, reap a life everlasting. Don't you want to do that? Amen. Don't you want to do that? Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go, amen, talk about that on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, our pressure disease. Lord, deliver the people. In the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Turn their life around. Lord, make their future brighter than their past. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him, praise Him. The song said Jesus can work it out if you let Him. There is nothing too hard for my God to do. And if you live right, heaven will belongs to you. Like Ella Holmes was the message in the prayer that you, Jesus, can make you brand new. If you come to Him and ask Him. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often said, never get tired of telling that Jesus loves you even more. He has not forgotten you. You are not thrown away. You may feel that way, but Jesus is your best friend. Your best friend, you called on Him, and He will be right there. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us, and we pray for you. And also, God has a plan for you, and He can fix anything in your life, too. Because Jesus has no respect of person. What He done for one, He would do it for another. Remember that Jesus loved you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We may get into more jails and prisons because there's a lot of prisons here. It, just here in the United States, there's a lot of jails and prisons. Department of Corrections in many states in the Union. Praise God. So pray the Lord may open up doors for us to get into these jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. And also, praise God, those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And click on our PayPal button. Be glad to receive your donations to help us to spread the gospel on radio stations. Praise God. Pay our radio bills. Praise God. Large or small, your gifts are appreciated. Praise God. Those that are incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Praise Spanish-speaking inmates, writing from Spanish material. Go Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.